With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is pleased with Senate passage of his massive tax breaks and spending cuts bill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told reporters aboard Air Force One that he's happy with the results in the Senate.
The bill passed, and I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out, but looks like it's ahead of schedule.
The president said he thinks it's going to go easier in the House after the Senate action, but he's calling on Republicans to unite and send him the bill by Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump visited Florida on Tuesday to tour what's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, a controversial migrant detention center in the Everglades that officials say is poised to start filling its beds in a matter of hours. President Trump says the detention facility will help his deportation agenda.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz, which is very appropriate because I looked outside and it's not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon. But very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
President Trump says Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza and warned Hamas to accept the deal before conditions worsen. Trump announced the development Tuesday as he prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House on Monday. The U.S. leader has been increasing pressure on the Israeli government and Hamas to broker a ceasefire and hostage agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 400 points, the Nasdaq dropped 166. This is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is letting South Carolina block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life advocates, it's a victory for the idea that taxpayers should not have to fund voluntary procedures that violate their religious beliefs. The high court ruling isn't a guarantee that other states will follow suit, but Republican attorneys general of 18 other states filed court papers supporting the state's position. This is SRN News. A heat wave still grips Europe.
Punishing temperatures are forecast to reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit in Paris, France, and to stay unusually high in Belgium and the Netherlands. In contrast, temperatures are falling in Portugal, where no red heat warnings have been issued. 17 of Italy's 27 major cities are experiencing a heat wave, according to the health ministry. Climate experts warn that future summers are likely to be hotter than any recorded to date. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Flossie has strengthened to a Category 2 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast and could become a major hurricane before weakening later this week. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. It was located Tuesday about 180 miles west-southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.